K-101.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
We've got your country covered. KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma. K-101.
Back here. Second half, Classic Bowl 34. Red team in front of white team 38-25. Zach Hidalgo. Big night for him. Hooker Bulldog wins the dunk contest, wins co-West Player of the Year. His team, though, trailing. And we're going to get some new bodies on the floor. Ryan Carlisle going to inbound this thing. He'll be out there with Dyson Hazelbaker. Red team's going to get the ball. They lead by 13. And they are going to, looks like they're switching sides. Red team thought they were getting the ball. And now we've changed it up. As white team gets the ball.
Okay.
Here we go. Chronister, David Chronister will take it as White's going to go left to right as we're looking at it. Red right to left in half number two. Chronister gets a screen from Buller, comes off shooting and hits it. And David, quick three. He's got six, both of them on threes.
He needed some misses early trying to get rolling. Now he's going to feel it.
Hazelbaker over to Nate Metcalf. Now Carlisle. Carlisle and Chronister having fun out there together. Carl takes it out of Chronister with the block. Good defense. They whistled it out of bounds. Stays here with Red, though.
Chronister with the old school. Keep the hands up and just, you know, let him throw it off of you.
Lob into Hazelbaker. Right back to Carlisle. Quick three in Chronister's face, and Carlisle finally gets the answer. Ryan's on the board with three as they got those two are having fun. 41-28, Red in front of White. Hand back there, Josh Land. Nice backdoor cut by Buller. Great pass by Land up and in, and Blake Buller. Blake has six.
Yeah, quiet six. That was a beautiful assist, though, from Land as well.
That's his average. He only averaged 6.8. Six boards, though, as well. Big rebounder, big defender for Shattuck. Drive, tough shot into traffic, Donald Weber. He's got five for the Bearcat. Chronister. See if he shoots it again. He was freeing it that first time. Gets another screen for Buller. Pick and roll inside to Buller. Great pass by David Buller. Missed a free throw. Got the board. Takes it up the other side of the hoop.
There you go.
And in.
Feed the big man. Let him roll.
Blake Buller leads everybody on Team White with eight.
Carlisle.
Quick three. Carlisle won't drop. 43-32 Red team. They got the ball in the lead.
That time Crosser got the hand up. Gave him the laugh.
Our white team has the ball. I apologize. Josh Land now flips it over to Buller. White with a basketball, trailing 43-32. That kicked off a leg, gets stolen away, back the other way. Great pass, trying to track down by Carlisle. Ran out of room and stepped on the baseline. They were trying to get a breakaway there as Metcalf couldn't quite connect.
Our near side coach ref here said, no way Carlisle gets that, judging the speed.
He is a golfer, his golf speed.
Yes, yes.
Smith inside. Buller takes it up at Hofen. Missed that one. Hofen alters that shot and gets the rebound. And Braden runner up in the dunk contest. Braden Hofen. I said move inside. Oh, got there and take away. Buller beats him to the rack. And Blake Buller showing the physicality.
He is. Hey, Hofen, though, I give him credit for, you know, probably having some dead legs right now. Still moving quick.
Three there by Carlisle. Goes off long. Land with the rebound. Josh pushing it up. To his right, he's got Cale Nelson. Doesn't give it to him. Spin move into traffic. Lost it. Stolen away by Weber on the steal. Nelson trying to get it back. Chronister going to meet him at the rim. Tried to flip it back to Carlisle. Tried to save it. And once again, he's on the sideline.
That one was more of a miscommunication.
Everybody thinks,
you know,
it, right.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks Ryan Carlisle's way faster than he is in this game, barely.
Barely.
David, three, handed his face, and that goes
David
down. Both two real good baseball players, the two of them.
David, a good musician as well. I'm surprised he hasn't given us the air guitar yet.
Ah, Hazelbaker. Dyson hasn't scored yet. That's going to be a miss. I don't think he has. Check on. Doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
It's coming up short for Land. Metcalf grabs it. And Nate flips it over to Hazelbaker, far corner, right back to Weber. He's going to shoot a three from the logo. Good arc on it. Wouldn't go down. Land with the board. 43-35 Red team, 8-point lead. White with the basketball. Could be a big bucket here, 16:46 remaining. Smith, nobody. Over to Nelson. Weber on him, driving kick. Nelson gets around, finds a little space up underneath. Oh, and Hofen was waiting on him. Altered that shot, but Nelson grabs the air ball. And Nelson to the top of the key to Cronister. He's swinging around. C.J. Smith, Hofen's hand in his face. Long one, board by Buller. Taking it back up. Oh, it won't drop. Tough rebound. Shot won't fall.
Don't
Weber has
him.
To rip it from Nelson.
A little aggressive.
Getting a little chippy down there. Weber pulls from the W. A Woodward.
Got
he
it.
Hit the shot.
Left a hanging
and he
two.
Left the hand holding up.
Hits the arrow.
Weber.
Oh, man.
From just over half court, Cronister tries to answer, and that won't fall. And now we're all shooting half quarters. Nelson tries a three, no good. Fight for Land for the rebound. Took a shot from Hazelbaker, but still came away with it. Now Josh Land, crossover, rack, up underneath. Nice move by Land. Shot wouldn't fall, but the putback will for Josh. And Josh Land on the board for two.
Good deal there. Good to see that.
Also made it 46-37.
Oh, Weber,
why not? No. And now he's just shooting half quarters, but White scores here. Baseline drive. Nelson tries to flip it inside to Buller. Weber tries to track
out.
It down, and he's not going to get there.
Almost flew over a seat, too, over the trip.
Cronister can inbound in front of his own bench. Carlisle once again in his face. They gave it to Smith. 15-15. Quick shot by Smith. Oh, it looked like it went down, but it was actually
it.
Just hit the net.
Yeah.
Quickly ahead to Hofen. They're going to give it to him on the dunk, and he missed it again. He's got to be exhausted.
Yeah. Trying to right the wrongs of the dunk contest here.
Other way. Nelson for three. Bounces once, bounces twice off the mark, and that's going to be the first media timeout here. 14:56 remaining. Red leads White 46-37. You're listening to Classic Bowl 36 on K101.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Boomer Fieldhouse, 14:56 remaining. A Team Red, led by Coach Feely, is leading 46-37 over Coach Steffens' White squad. A bunch of people have 8 points in this game. Roberto Hernandez, Jackson Feely, Donald Weber, Jesus Cano, and Blake Buller all have eight. Leading scorer right now is David Cronister, who is 9 on 3 threes.
Yeah, starting to heat up, Mr. Cronister.
But his team down 9. And red team with the basketball, and we got a new 5 on either squad, and Damian Ramirez going to run the points for Team Red. Hernandez back out there. Thurer on the floor, as well as Ian Silver. They try to give it to Silver and bounces right back inside. They give it back to Silver, and Halverson lands on him.
No.
He tried to shot fake, and Ian Silver's woozy.
Silver's just happy to be alive. He saw his life flash before his eyes right there. That's close.
That's a large man coming down on
yes,
top of you.
Yes, that's a lot of weight.
Sam going to get tagged with a foul. He wants the shot. The ref says no. Might want to give it to him just for taking that. Halverson, a page for Senator Mike Dobrinsky this year.
Oh,
along with
really?
Along with Peyton Hughes, the scholarship winner.
Yes.
On the floor, battling on the floor. Looks like Silver once again finds himself on the wrong end of getting hit. He's going to wrestle down there with Kaysen Dunham.
It's going to stay, looks like, with Red. They had it confused there at the scorer's table for a second. Got it corrected.
It's been 46-37 for a while here.
Yeah, but a bit of a scoring drought.
Colby Maddox gives it back up to Silver. Fade away from the free throw line and a rebound by Halverson off the miss. Back we go with Brenner Fortune. The yellow jacket. Hernandez on him. Takes it at Hernandez unwisely. Hernandez blocks it and takes it from him. Behind the back.
Halverson
can't get to it. Hernandez kicks it out to Ramirez on the wing. He's going to shoot it. Hand in his face. His teammate's hand. Gabe Wyatt alters the shot and a miss. And here we go. Drake Pettis weaving around trying to find some room at 5'5". Gives it up to Halverson. Halverson, the crossover from the big fella.
Backing it out to the logo.
He's got Silver comes to get him. He tries to strip him, and he does. Halverson's going to meet him at the rack. Here we go. Oh, and this time Silver gets the best of Halverson.
Oh,
little bit of revenge for Ian Silver, who's got 6. 50-37. Got another substitution there as Hernandez comes out. Drive inside, weave by Dunham won't drop. Oh, Hernandez is out there. Said that.
Yeah.
Thought I heard Matt Adair say they were pulling him, but he's still there. Misses that one. Back comes Drake Pettis. Pettis, no fear, taking it inside and kicking it back to Fortune. Halverson fakes a three. Oh. Pettis for three. Comes up short and out of bounds. Back to Team Red. They lead 50-37. 12:50 remaining in this one. The crowd rooting him on.
Yeah.
Saying, keep shooting. Whoa, a little loss of balance for Colby Maddox. He has to pick it up, kick it back to Roberto for three, and like butter. Almost just like that, Roberto's got 11. He hasn't even shot it that much.
Yeah, guys dunks in and said, hey, I'll facilitate a bit.
The answer, Dunham. That's off the mark. Red team with a big lead now, 53-37, 12:17 to go. They've got the basketball. And Ramirez on the attack. Takes it at Wyatt, high off the glass, no good.
Bit of a push there on that shot, rushed a bit.
Halverson bounces it back to Gabe Wyatt. And the Chief, guarded by his teammate, gets a screen. Now they switch. Now he's got Silver on him. And over to the two of the smaller guys, Thur and Pettis. They give it back to Drake. Wyatt's trying to set a screen for him to get him open. He's going to shoot it from the elbow off the mark, and Thurer grabs the board. Grant, head of steam.
Oh,
two white team members there. He lobs it up to Hernandez, who can't catch the lob, but the rebound and the putback by Silver, who's got eight.
The red bench was ready to explode if that one went down.
Thurer was looking at it all the way. Drive baseline poked away from behind.
Donald Weber's fan section has chanted, we want Donald.
They want Weber back in.
Giving them hard signs.
The Fargo Gage Fort Supply crowd is excited.
Oh, man.
Pettis, the stall almost stolen away by Hernandez, but slips through to Fortune, who's going to shoot a 12-footer. That won't fall for him. Backside board by Ramirez. Pettis tries to steal it. He does. Flips it over to Fortune. Fortune back to Pettis. Shot fake. Oh, and swatted from behind by Thurer. And that's the cleanest block Grant Thurer's ever had.
Pettis upset with him. Turned, pushed him.
The two smallest guys on the floor.
Oh, man.
In the paint. Wyatt for three, and Gabe Wyatt. Gabe on the board. And now in the corner. Silver, fadeaway three won't fall for him. Goes out of bounds long.
And he's back. Saying
thought it was tipped. Yeah. You're trying to get the call.
Yeah, he's campaigning for it.
55-40, red team. 10:47 to go. Still time left. White needs to hit down some shot, knock down some shots here.
Trying to get Pettis another one here.
They really want Pettis to score. But now he's got Silver on him. Screen. Halverson shot. Pettis, no good. Just rims out. Hernandez head of steam. He lost it. And Silver's there to grab it from him. Silver, off-balance shot to the head of the left. Around Halverson won't fall. 10:24 forward. Brenner Fortune, handoff, spin move. Dunham stolen away again. That time Maddox ahead to Hernandez, taking it inside to Fortune. Oh, and got it to go. Off-balance underneath the rim, showing the athleticism. 13 for Roberto. Crossover Fortune. That won't fall for Brenner. Forward to Hernandez, 10 to go, and they're going to let him dunk it in. Windmill won't drop. And that'll do it for the first 10 minutes of the second half. 57-40, red team leads 10 minutes to go. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 Boys Basketball on K101.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Welcome back here. Classic Bowl 34, brought to you by Moore's Roofing. Neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs, and brought presented to you by Team Lane. Search Team Lane on Facebook for more information. And right now, your information team. Red team 57, white team 40, 10 minutes to go here in this one. And white team going to start with a basketball and some new faces. Retaking the scene. Colt Randall started back out there, as well as Zach Chavez. A lot of starters out there for Team White. And Chavez coming out and slinging it with a quick three. He's got seven.
Can't give that man, Zach, that much space.
Weber's back in by popular demand. Donald Weber on the court.
Chavez
spin move, shows ball. Chavez says no. They flip it back to Hernandez. He's going to stay out there on the attack. Shows one way, shows the other way, comes back and scores right over Hidalgo. And what a matchup that is. Great move by Hernandez on Hidalgo.
Beautiful footwork.
Long three, and that won't fall for Austin Reed. And Hernandez now looking for the assist to Weber. There he goes. Goes under Hidalgo. Fade away. Got away with a walk off the glass and in. And Weber's got 10, much to the delight of the fans. Chavez looking for another one for Team White. And two in a row for Zach. Keeping White hanging around. 61-46.
Never forget first game or second game back for Zach. After the injury, came out and dropped 21 and a half. That was ridiculous.
Hidalgo comes out to get Hernandez. It gives him the same move and goes up with it. And Hidalgo looks a little tired. He don't think he's ready. Roberto's taking it at him right now.
Roberto's just getting comfortable with this one.
Hidalgo with the answer. And nine, and now it's a showdown between the two Co-West players of the year, 63-49.
Yeah, in their mind, they got proof who was the real West player. They go, Weber deep again.
Weber almost banks it in from half court once again. Ahead to Chavez, who's hit two in a row. This time he's going to take it inside. Said no. Stolen away by Weber with the steal. Hernandez on the trail. He almost got it to go. Couldn't handle the pass. He's grabbing his finger. Looks like he jammed it there to Roberto. Reed back outside. Chavez. And Zach with Hernandez on him, looking for room. Nobody open, so he flips it back outside. Quick three there, goes down, and Colt Randall's on the board. And now we're going to get some subs. Nice to see Colt get on the board there with a couple. He's got three, 63-52. And everybody's changing out now, 7:49 remaining.
Let's see who we got here.
Looks like C.J. Smith, Chronister, Buller, Land back on the floor, as well as Kaysen Dunham. He's also getting the Fargo Gage fans.
Yes.
Kaysen Dunham, Fargo Gage, 14-12 this year. All 270 conference player. Quick three there by Hazel Baker, and another rebound by Blake Buller. And Blake Buller has a look in his face like he's coming to win tonight. He's not out there jogging around. Pick and roll inside to Buller. One dribble, takes it up left and gets fouled, hacked on the arm by Feely, who's earning his minutes with his third foul.
He is. That pass, though, by Chronister is like, man, we wasted an assist. What are we doing?
Blake Buller just has one serious face on. He is not. He's out here to take over.
He's got that game face for it. Always, always.
One more. First free throw doesn't drop for him. He put under his hobbies playing wiffle ball with fifth and sixth graders. I hope that means coaching and not playing against, because that's a severe disadvantage. He missed the second one. Now he gets his own rebound. Now he takes it right back up and in and gets him the hard way. Double figures for Buller, who's tied with Chavez for the Team White scoring lead. They trail those 63-54, 7:16 to go. Feely from the wagon. And Jackson Feely with 11. He started out hot. Hadn't shot it in a while. Now he's got 11 points. 66-54, Chronister gives it to Dunham. Crowd's calling for Kaysen Dunham's shot. They get it from the wing. No good. Feely grabs it backside. Jackson again, same spot. Hot hand. No, off the mark. 66-54, the score remains. 6:47 remaining. Dunham with a basketball. C.J. Smith right back to Dunham. And Blackwell's on Dunham and keeps laughing. Buller shot fake, got Hofen on his feet and hit the three. Blake Buller.
Hofen gave him a wave. You're right, the Buller ain't playing around. He's coming to win.
That was a fantastic shot. The answer from Carlisle won't fall. Tipped around and grabbed by Dunham. Don't look now. Here comes Team White. Dunham right at Hazel Baker. Right hand off the glass. We'll go Buller. Rebound. Put back. Drops. Blake Buller has 15. And it's a 7-point game, Tyler.
He's getting hot.
6:11 remaining, 66-59. All of a sudden, Team Red's lead is in danger. Blackwell, Feely, trying to get on the board, bounces once, hoping can't get it, and Buller with another board.
Let him take it off the floor. Come on, Blake.
The Marine taking over. Chronister, step back three off the mark for David. That would have went down. All of a sudden, we'd have been real close. Hazel Baker looking for a teammate. Carlisle, why not? And that time he drops it down on Chronister.
Yep.
And Ryan Carlisle stops the bleeding with a three. He's got six.
Trent, I got to point this out. Leading the chance over there for the Fargo Gage Ford Supply faithful is none other than our own B.J. Gonzalez's twins. I see him over there.
And nice take there by Josh Land for two.
So, yes, B.J., the kids are actually, you know, not out doing bad things. So, there you go.
They're behaving. Hazel Baker into traffic, and that shot altered. He missed it. Land's got a one-on-one with Feely. Behind the back pass. Great pass to Buller behind the back. Land to Buller for two. Oh, my. Josh Land with the pass of the night, maybe.
Buller's got 17, Trent. My goodness.
17 with 5:01 left. It's all of a sudden 69-63 red. Don't go anywhere. This one's coming down to the wire here. Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
At Sealing State Bank, they're proud to be a community bank. Their philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of their customers, which is why they added the Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you're in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting the website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals who will help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. They're proud to be a part of Classic Bowl Spotlight.
Welcome back to Boomer Fieldhouse at Jimmy Peck Court. And what looked like it might be a runaway is now all of a sudden a six-point game. Team Red, Coach Feely's team, leads by six. They've led most of this one. And Team White and Coach Steffes trailing by six with 5:01 remaining. Not when we see some coaching now. Now that it's down to it, you think we'll...
Hey, you know what my coach is for Team White? Let that man Blake Buller keep working. It's Blake Buller versus the world right now, Trent.
White's got the scoring out there. Randall, Hidalgo, Chavez, Griffith, and Reed. And Team Red is going to counter. Going small, Grant Thurr, Ramirez, Hernandez is still on the floor. Also, Ian Silver.
Red ball.
And, yeah, Red's got there the basketball. They're getting
they're
it right.
Trying to give it to White. Trying to donate it to White.
And Thurr will inbound it to Ramirez. Also, Nate Metcalf back on the floor for Team Red. And Hernandez with the basketball, 4:55 remaining, three on Hidalgo, won't fall, and Zach with the rebound. Here he comes, pass forward, one dribble to the rack, Randall unblocked by Hernandez, but right back to Hidalgo, who puts it up and in.
Reed was trying to go for the lob, is what happened, and Hernandez swatted that.
Well, Hernandez has visibly hurt his finger, he's wincing a little bit. Stolen away, back the other way, looks like Colt Randall, breakaway off the glass and down. Randall two more, just like that, it's a two-point game.
Uh-oh.
Thurr, bounce pass in the corner to Metcalf. Now back out to Hernandez. He says, let's slow it down. He's got Hidalgo in front of him. Roberto, long two, hand in his face, won't fall, and that finger bothering him a little bit.
Yeah.
White can take the lead. Griffith with the basketball, 4:10 remaining. Unbelievable. Back outside, Chavez, hand in his face, and it goes down. Zach Chavez has 13. Most of them in this second half, nine of them in this second half.
Three threes, Trent, in the second half. Heating up.
69-70, White's in front by a point. 3:52 remaining. Hernandez, mid-post, backing everybody in. Under the hoop, up underneath. What a move.
How is this man not playing basketball at the next level?
Who has not signed him?
Golly.
He said there's some people interested, but hasn't decided.
Make the call.
Nobody for a while. I don't know how this happens. 71-70 back in front. Hidalgo, hand in his face. It's Ramirez. Three won't fall. And Thurr, now his team with a one-point lead, kicks it back to the corner. Ramirez shot fake. Back out to Roberto Hernandez. 3:19 remaining. Hesitation to the rack and blocked by Hidalgo. What a play by Hidalgo on the board. Kick outside. Chavez, the hot hand, comes up short. Tipped around, but rifles to Reed. No look, pass underneath the Hidalgo. I was going to say the foul, and Silver was out of control.
Ian Silver's playing hard out there, man. He's getting falling on. He's falling over for people. Doesn't matter.
He's another one who's really having fun out there.
Yes.
Going to be inbounded by Colt Randall. Kicks it to Chavez. Thought about it. Drives baseline instead. Behind the back pass. Opens Griffith for three, and it drops down. A great pass to Brett Griffith. And White's in front, 73-71, 2:53 to go. Red with the ball. Hernandez, crossover to the rack, and that time he gets around Hidalgo, showing the quicks. Unbelievable.
So if I can't get around him, I'll go through him. Or can't get through him, I'll go around him. Sorry.
23 for Roberto. I have him as 21.
Yeah, I'll double-check that for you. Hold on.
Flipped over to Griffith. Corner three, and Brett trying to answer Hidalgo, though, under the board. Nice slip pass underneath to Randall, but no room, so he gives it back to Griffith on the perimeter. They flip it over to Reed. Austin Reed. Bounce pass. Oh, he's looking for Hidalgo. Saved it. Great save. Drive. Chavez out to Hidalgo. Swing pass. Great ball movement. Griffith for three. Won't fall. And Silver cracks down the board in front of the cheerleaders.
I do have Hernandez at 21 as well, so we're in agreement.
Crossover. Roberto. Long two. Hand in his face, and that's no good. Tied at 73, 2 minutes to go. Slipped around, nice steal by Ramirez, and they wanted it. Got to travel in an All-Star game. Thought they were going to let him go.
Oh, cruel.
Coach
cruel
Radford.
Travel.
Coach Radford says no. And now we're going to get some news bodies in. Hernandez stays in.
Play bull with the closer back entrance.
1:54 remaining, tied up. White with the ball. Chronister will inbound. He'll be out there with Chavez, Buller, Austin Reed, and Hidalgo. Cano, Weber, Hernandez, Silver out there as well as Feely for Team Red. White with the basketball. That's Austin Reed. Gives it over to Chavez. 1:46. Zach back to Buller. Gets a screen. Comes off it for three. Blake Buller, and that one, a little line driver, won't fall for him. Back comes Team Red. Now, I don't think Donald's going to shoot it from half court here.
He might. You never know.
Drives to the elbow. They give it to Hernandez. On the attack, Hidalgo tries to come, and he's too late on the rotation. And Roberto Hernandez, 23. And, boy, does he love playing on this floor.
He does. He does.
Hidalgo got away with a travel. Gets his own rebound off the miss and puts it back in.
What travel? It was just continuation of contact.
That was even in the NBA, that was a travel.
Now, I've seen James Harden take double that many steps. And still be called good.
Still made it, though. Yeah. Tied at 75, 102 remaining. Weber with it. Team Red. Coach Feely's squad.
Ooh.
Behind the back. Chronister goes to get it. Weber in the attack. Shoots a little floater, and it goes down for Donald Weber. He's got 12.
Tough bucket.
Off balance going towards the hoop. Now Hidalgo with Cano on him. Oh, nice hesitation. New crossover right at Cano. In his face, and Cano alters it. But back to get the rebound, and the putback is Buller. Blake Buller, not playing not too far from his home court in Shattuck, as 19.
Coach Philly wants a timeout.
And Coach
Austin
Reed's yelling at his coach. 29 seconds, says, Coach, what are you doing? Calling timeout now.
Hey, going for the win. We talked about this with Coach Drinsky Tuesday, like, hey, you're still trying to tick on a win. Come on now.
They're drawing something up. Back and forth with Hidalgo and Hernandez has been a lot of fun.
Oh, man. And, Trey, you said, you know, Hernandez loves his court. He just loves any court. That kid loves to play ball. And you can tell it's just he's at home when he's on the court.
I don't know who I got to write to get him signed by somebody.
We got to get, like, a presidential recommendation or something. I don't know what we got to do.
What a year.
Oh, man.
There was an Okie basketball ranked him as the 15th player in the entire state this year. For the seniors, for the graduating class.
Right.
That's all classes. 29.5 remaining. To be inbounded by Ian Silver. And Hidalgo is up in Hernandez's grill. Look at the two
Hidalgo's
of them.
Hidalgo's smiling about it. He's
here
ready.
We go. 29.5. Tie game here. Classic Bowl 34, game two. And here we Hernandez going to take it.
They're going to let him
cross myself. Half court. Hidalgo on him. Now it goes outside to Feely. Back to Weber. Weber looking for Hernandez. Uh-oh. He's not there. He's face guarded by Hidalgo. 16 seconds, throws it up, and Hernandez has to go get it. 13. He looks at the clock. Flips back to Weber. Long three. Donald Weber.
Oh, he got it.
Tatum Weber hit the shot with 5 seconds left. They're up three. Ahead, Chavez. Answer to tie. No good. Oh. And Weber with 5 seconds remaining. He is mobbed by his teammates. And that's going to do it. Team Red pulls it out. The Bearcat with the shot. Wow. 80-77. Red team wins. We'll take a break, grab a player, and come right back. 80-77, the final. Team Red comes away with a victory. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
What happens when that bargain roofing job fails, your roof leaks, and your ceiling is damaged? You pay for it, that's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. And then you call the neighbors you can trust at Moore's Roofing. Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, insured, and they are right there when you need them. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34. All smiles here. 3-point win as 80-77, year final. Team Red coming through, and we're looking at the man of the hour here, Donald Weber. Donald, what a game tonight. That was a lot of fun. How did you have fun out there?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. It was really fun. Playing with my teammates and just being able to shoot wherever I wanted to.
I mean, you were out there, you know, you had some 25-point scores on the floor. I mean, usually at one point, you didn't start for your own team.
Yeah.
You're coming out here playing with the best of the best. You're dropping 18 on them. How does that feel?
Felt really great. Felt to be able to just let loose and do whatever I wanted to.
What'd you like? What was going right for you out there? What did you guys talk? Did you coming in? Did you think I'm gonna take some shots, some deep shots here? Looked like you had some plans drawn up, or you were just gonna pull the trigger.
Yeah, I promised my friends I was gonna pull from half court, and once I got hot, I let it loose.
You got a nice fan club over there. Did you know that was gonna happen? Did you know they were all gonna be out there cheering for you?
Yeah, I knew they were gonna come out and support.
You had to play against your teammate, Cason Dunham. What was that like playing against him in a competition setting? Was it weird, different? Did you enjoy
it? Oh, it was fun. We were talking trash all week. I was talking trash saying we're going to smoke his team.
That's right. Well, you came in shooting hot, and a great season for you guys as well, and a great job tonight, Donald. Again, you had GMA, you had?
No idea.
You had 18 tonight. 18.
Nice.
So a good game tonight, and what a way to go out here. What do you do? What happens after this? What happens after graduation for Donald?
I'm starting a job Monday at a company called Maverick.
Wait, you're going to work right now?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to make some money. That's,
yeah.
That's a good thing. So there you go. Well, congratulations. What a way to end the season. So go enjoy it with your friends.
Thank you.
Donald Weber,
thanks,
player of the game here tonight. Hit that buzzer beater of sorts, a little bit, almost a buzzer beater. And the fan club comes to get Mr. Weber. What a game tonight. And Tyler, that one was a lot of fun. It's a dunk contest. We had a last-minute bucket. And it doesn't really get any better than that for a swan song here tonight for boys basketball.
What a fun week it's been. Yeah, that was just – Coach Bates was a little mad at Croster backing off because he's like, we had the scout on him. We knew better than that. Like,
yeah.
That Croster knew better.
You
so.
Got his range was at half court, and they let him get open. And he did that from time to time during the season
right.
as well. He would just catch fire, the Buffalo tournament. He was all
go.
Buffalo tournament. So, you know, we say sometimes the best of the best, but sometimes, you know, you get a Blake Buller's not a big scorer normally.
Guy popped off.
Popped
man.
Off tonight. The Marine gets 19 tonight. Hidalgo with 13. That's par for the course with him. Chavez in the last game in his home court, 13.
Had some good buckets, yes, sir.
Or the man they call Wolf, some do. 17 points per game. I've been told that. I don't know. I've never actually seen that.
Yeah,
nine for Cronister. It's a big threes for David Cronister. Colt Randall with 5 for Team White. Brett Griffin with 5. Austin Reed had a point tonight. Josh Land had 4. Gabe Wyatt had 3 this evening. And Big Sam Halverson had a couple as well, the O'Keen Whippet. On the other side, on the red team, the winning team by 3. We mentioned Weber's 18, but Hernandez had 23. It's just fun to watch him play.
Oh, it is. And, I mean, you want to talk about a kid that goes hard at all times. And I we've said it enough, but I don't know what we got. You know, who's out there that's needing a spot? Go get that man. He's available. Not signed yet.
Jesus Cano also 8. Ian Silver had 8. And Gregory Frazier, Classic Bowl committee member, looks upset about something.
Oh,
still
oh.
mad. He's still mad.
There's a steak debate going
about,
on.
About
so,
some
yes,
steak.
Yes.
This is never going to end. This is never going to
end. He's never letting me live
life.
It down, no. Yeah.
Jackson Feely had 11 tonight. Playing for his dad one last time. Looks not nice for
and
Jackson.
He had a lot of fun.
11.
Yes.
He really did enjoy himself.
Yes.
Ryan Carlisle had 6. Braden Hofen had 2. Runner up in the dunk contest. Trey Torrance with 5. You know, we mentioned Cano's, Chavez's points, Cano with 8 on his home floor as well. So nice for Jesus, for Zeus coming down in there one last time here in Boomer Fieldhouse. So we want to thank some people before we get out of here. First of all, Classic Bowl 34 brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Also, Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for 4 generations and proud to be a part of the Classic Bowl spotlight. Sealing State Bank, Bank 7. Team Lane and Moore's Roofing really couldn't do it without the sponsors coming through, and what an evening for everybody. So we want to thank you and thank everybody here at Woodward High School for having us. Always a pleasure. You know, Matt Adair and Jason Harrison back here running clock and doing some play-by-play. Also, Kyle Reynolds for having us in the Coliseum in the morning, hosting us here. As we've been doing a lot of events here at Woodward High School, and they're very gracious to kind of allow us in and allow us to, have all these events. And it's been a fantastic evening with a whole lot of people here.
Yes.
And one to go with the football game coming up. Also want to thank everybody back at K101. Brooke Williams, owner-operator of K101, stepping in for the late, great Doug Williams, who wouldn't be here with any of this without Doug Williams.
Absolutely.
So always keeping him in our thoughts. C.J. Montgomery started this thing with Mike Mitchell. We gave away the Mike Mitchell scholarship to Peyton Hughes today, and his memory and fingerprints all over this is Mike Mitchell. And C.J. Montgomery as well doesn't give himself enough credit as steering this ship and making this happen. Leland Searcy, running basketball, baseball, golf. I mean, there ain't a harder working guy
you.
On this whole event.
I don't know
than
if
Leland
slept
Searcy,
asleep,
the
man.
White-haired white hat.
Yeah, he's
I think
going.
I've gotten more sleep than he has. He is everywhere. B.J. Gonzalez, whose sons were in the cheering section tonight.
Leading some cheers
leading
over there
some
for the Fargo Gators.
To Donald Weber's
guys.
Number
yeah.
one fans.
Yes.
Sean Kelly, Sean Miller. Sean Kelly back on the board, and also another guy who does a whole lot
Rock
of work
star,
behind the
folks.
Scenes that you don't
yes.
really know about. Yes. Kathy Reese is another one of those. I want to thank her. Jimmy Ford, Braden Pickett setting all this up as they do and making everything run smooth with the audio. Those guys also, you know, are fixing things, making things sound nice, and so we can bring this to you as well. Eric Scott, part-time guy's been helping out. Chris Eubanks going to do color with me at the football game. He's doing some
great,
lot of work
yes.
around here. And everybody else involved here at K101. So I want to thank all those guys for sure. And Tyler Riggs, forgot to thank you, the all-star. Been doing it all year. And boy, oh boy, as Zach Hidalgo's coming back for his dunk plaque. There you go. Congratulations, Mr. Hidalgo. He's going to grab that and take that home. So, Tyler, it was awesome, as usual. Great time and great event for all to be had. Did you have fun?
Oh, always, Trent. Just like that. You know, we talked about at the start of the week how it goes by so quick, but it doesn't. And here we are. Just got the, as CJ says, the granddaddy of them all left come Saturday and all the festivities and fun that comes with that. So, ready to wrap it up Saturday and put a cap on another amazing Classic Bowl, man.
That's right. Your players of the game, game one, just to recap, game one goes to Team Red, 67-61. Coach Hardaway's group with the win. Coach Hardaway also winning Coach of the Year tonight
to cap off
an outstanding year for him in the Player of the Year. One of his players, Vance Rainey, getting the Player of the Year in game one. Game two, at the buzzer, Donald Weber, the MVP, 80-77. Not quite at the buzzer, about 5 seconds left, but just close enough for us to cheer on Mr. Weber. 80-77 victory for his squad in Team Red and Coach Feely. Those are your two winners. Also, your players of the year went to co-West players of the year, Zach Hidalgo of Hooker, Roberto Hernandez of Tyrone, and the East player of the year went to Chase Davis from Kingfisher tonight. So that's it here from Boomer Fieldhouse. Final score of game two, 80-77 Red Team. Final score of game one, 67-61 Red Team, taking home both of them. From my partner Tyler Riggs, I am Trent Caldwell. Be safe wherever you're going, everyone. Make sure you join us for the football game, 7:30 Saturday night, right back here at K101. And we want to thank everybody for putting that on as well. For Tyler Riggs, I'm Trent Caldwell. Getting out of here now for my second exit. We're getting tired. For Tyler Riggs, I'm Trent Caldwell. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be safe going home and have a great night.